Put a little twist on the Zydeco morning here at Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in, where we're all about trying to solve any anxiety, dilemma, or answering any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin, from the bottom of the basement to the top of the rooftop. And boy, we've been almost that whole distance here this morning. It's open lines. We don't have any specific topic we're covering today. We've got Green Valley on air. We've got Phoenix. We've got Cave Creek and the rest of Arizona. You get in by calling the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. Romy, before we go back to calls, and I want to get to as many of them as we can, let's go to the Romy segment, where you update us on input you've gotten from the digital arena and universe as it relates to Rosie on the House. But before we go there, I want to congratulate you on pulling off a fabulous crawfish festival last weekend.
Well, I didn't do it alone. We had a lot of great help. Bobby did a great job trapping all week with me, along with Brad. Matt from Sanderson Tom Car came up and even helped trap for a day. Had a great time in the Tom Cars playing around. To talk about the baddest machine for off-road in the universe. That thing is just so much fun. It's
Jennifer calls me a compulsive big ticket spender. I think she ordered six that weekend. I had to call Matt the next day and say, no, we don't want six of them.
We don't need one for every kid. We just need six seats.
What did y'all boil? 1,900 pounds of crawfish?
Just a little bit over, and had a great time. It was a great great venue. The lawn setting was great. DJ Dump Truck did a great job with the music for the first 3 hours. Then we had Arizona Zydeco and James Bay daily play for 4 hours. Just had a great time, ate a lot of crawfish, and it was beautiful weather. Could not have beat the weather. So we'd like to thank everybody that helped put that together, that came out and volunteered and helped, and you. We, not knowing how many people would show up, you know, you never know. You do the best you can estimating for the people that were there. We could have served about three times more corn and potatoes as we did, including the amount of corn and potatoes you stopped and Payson and picked up. And Baby Kay was shucking in the back of your expedition on the way to the from Payson to Bison Ranch. So it was a hoot.
Romy was at Bison Ranch pulling off the Crawfish Festival last weekend, and we were down here doing the radio program. And as we left the radio station and started heading up there, about the time we got back into radio contact or cell phone contact, between Sunrise, Rye, and Payson, we got every one of our phones lit up, and it was Romy texting all of us, stop and buy all the onions and the corn and potatoes you can. So we went in that Safeway store. I mean, we pushed out three carts full of corn, and we were shucking it, corn the whole way up.
And y'all got to Bison Ranch probably around 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were out of vegetables by 3:45. Okay, I mean, it was
a good time.
If you don't like crawfish, you love the boiled corn and potatoes that come out of it. I don't know anyone that's ever said
it. That was excellent. You did a great job on it. You're like a swirling dervish running around up there on Saturday, man.
That's a lot of work.
I'm sure. We're going to make that an annual event again, right? We're going to just instigate it. We missed a couple years there, but your intent is to make it an annual event?
Oh, absolutely. And part of the annual event is increasing the trapping awareness. We had a lot of people that saw it, especially Brad Mathis, who not only was there selling his new book, Bending the Laws of Stretching the Truth, Stories and Tales of Around Arizona, and Matt Kimmerly from Sanderson Tom Car. They both spent a couple days with us on the water trap and said, we can do this. We're putting teams together next year. So we just helped
to
continue
that
to grow. And ultimately, we'd like to trap 10,000 pounds annually out of Arizona waters and just have a big festival to boil it all. So the good news about that amount of crawfish is that's going to have to roll into a two-day event.
10,000 pounds of those little dudes?
That's the ultimate goal annually.
Holy smokes.
For the festival.
So we do that a couple of years in a row, and you can eradicate that little invasive population.
Then we've done our job.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, that doesn't mean the festival won't continue, because as long as there are hundreds of millions of acres and farmers that depend on crawfish for a lifestyle in Louisiana that can ship it overnight, we'll always have the festival.
There you go.
So we'll continue having trapping. And that's not to say the trapping won't ever go away. The winner's just going to be 10 pounds instead of 1,000.
There you go.
My one crawfish won this year.
Look at that little dude.
But back to the digital newsroom at Rosie on the House. Just stay tuned. You can always go to Arizona Crawfish Company and follow along there, as well as Rosie on the House. We'll keep you up to date. But John writes in, and We definitely need some term definition standardization here, because he has a, quote, renewable energy specialist that came out and recommended IceCool, which is an additive for Freon, AeroSeal, which seals up ductwork, and a solar attic fan to reduce his energy bill. None of those are renewable energy. Renewable energy is solar,
wind,
methane, wind. None of those are renewable
geothermal
energy.
So yeah.
These guys aren't a renewable energy specialist. And none of those products are anything he's going to
want. And we've got the ROC chasing a couple of out-of-state renewable energy people that have come in here that these folks have contacted us, and we're working with the ROC to resolve their unsavory practices, if you will. And
if an out-of-state company is inviting you to a restaurant to have dinner and convincing you to sign up for $8,000 or $9,000 or $10,000 worth of radiant barriers, solar attic fans, and increased insulation, run.
Enjoy the meal and run.
Enjoy the meal and run.
And that's not to say this, well, I don't know if this company's out of town or in town, but either way.
Either way.
All those are telltale signs that they're selling products. None of these ring a bell as being more than $500-$600. So it's just low enough under the radar that it's not that hard to get somebody to sign a contract from. And you go to RosieOnTheHouse.com and listen to the archives. There may be an application in some places for, I think, the AeroSeal for the ducts.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a very limited one. But, I mean, when you talk about the attic fans.
And go to RosieOnTheHouse.com and do your homework before you order the product, before you have it installed on your house, before you write the check. RosieOnTheHouse.com is free. There's hardly anything you could want to do to your house that we don't have the right information there. As a matter of fact, if y'all would use the website, we shouldn't even have to have a radio
That's
show.
Right. We'd have free
Stay tuned right here to your local radio station affiliate. Donna said Donna and the Atkins family moved to Indiana. Missed the show. What can they do? Speaking of radio, go to RosieOnTheHouse.com, click on media, click on radio. You've got a list of all of our affiliates. Basically, I think all of them stream now. There might be one or two that still doesn't. Or when you go to the radio archive page, click on the podcast and then subscribe. Every Saturday after the show's done, you'll have all 3 hours uploaded to the podcast, and it'll sync to your iTunes account. It'll sync to your phone, however you have your iTunes set up, so you can stream live or podcast. Let's see who we have next. Dallas writes in and just says, thanks for Action Termite. I was scared to death. I had a termite problem. I was ready to spend a lot of money to remedy it. Action Termite was honest and said, you don't have a termite problem at all. These are just some beetles. Take care of it, and they are all set. So saved them some money. Edward wrote a very long testimonial on the three-man crew Integrity Air Conditioning sent out that dismantled his attic unit over the course of 2 days without damaging anything and leaving his insulation integrity as well intact as they could. And he's got a brand new air conditioning setup.
Sweet.
This last one, though, man, this is a killer.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. We had a gal write in. Did you know Stan charges $125, Stan, for consulting fee? There's no charge for a recommended vendor, though. Well, what does that mean? Who's Stan?
Ooh.
Stan Zimbrennan, right here in the studio.
That'd be me. Yes, sir.
Well, you know, we felt like, and I'm glad she asked the question, because many times homeowners are stuck and don't know which direction to go. So Stan and I, over the years, have just been going out to people's homes free of charge and spending, Stan, is it fair to say we spend hours?
Oh.
Hours?
Untold hours.
Yeah, hours. And so what we decided to do was start charging for that, because a lot of times when we'd show up, we'd have to hear the family story about how they got to Arizona. And that was nice. I love Arizona history and whatnot. But we felt like if we started charging, maybe we could get right to the point.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we'll talk about anything you want to talk about.
Yeah.
But,
we get right to the point. And the Rosie on the House consulting service is for those of you that maybe have a couple estimates and want just an objective analysis of which one of the two or three estimates are the best. Maybe you've got a problem or a dilemma at your house that nobody else can solve. Like we have Asia calling from 32nd Street in Camelback. She has a very common problem that we solve all the time for people. And we're going to be able to solve it for her. But she says several people have come out and tried to solve it. Well, we'll take her live on air here, but we're not going to be able to get to you to the next hour, Asia. Hang on. But it's the things where they don't know where to turn next. So they can turn to Stan or they can turn to I. You just get to rosieonthehouse.com and call the office. Stan runs the Rosie on the House remodeling company. I don't run anything.
We need to talk about that.
But there's a couple different services there. The consulting, that's it. If you're getting a general contractor out there, you may pay for an estimate, and if you sign the contract, that rolls into the overall cost.
Correct.
Your consulting fee, that's it. You are there giving them a blueprint on how to solve or tackle their next project.
Okay. And whatever that may be, we can give them, you know, ideas for home improvement that are giving the biggest bang for their buck. We can, you know, I met a gal a couple of weeks ago that thought she needed a whole new shower. Well, come to find out, all she needed was a new shower enclosure.
So that was worth it. You know, so consulting fee.
Absolutely. So we try to help people however we can.
All right, it's Rosie on the House. If you are in the Phoenix metropolitan area, the Cardinals pregame is up next. If you'd like to stick with Rosie on the House, switch over to rosieonthehouse.com and get your radio listings there.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.